presenting Hop Harrigan, America's ace of the airwaves.
CX4 calling control tower, CX4 calling control tower, standing by.
Control tower, back to CX4, wind southeast, ceiling 12-foot trend, all clear.
Okay, this is Hop Harrigan coming in. Yes, it's America's ace of the airwaves, coming in for another transcribed episode in the adventures of Hop Harrigan.
Out at Wright Field in Ohio, there's a fellow who wears much more clothes than a magazine model. He's the Air Force's Copper Man. That's right, a Copper Man. And he's got a really important job to do for flyers all over the United States. You see, this Copper Man is electrically wired in such a manner that he reproduces the human temperature system. His job is to improve the comfort and safety of our fighter pilots and bomber crews. The Air Force's scientists at Wright Field use the Copper Man for designing and engineering flying clothes. Now, that might not sound like much, but it's a really important job. During the war, new flying clothes were being designed all the time. Pilots and crewmen would report on what they needed, what they believed might do a better job for them, and special research men were working and testing for new and better equipment. Oh, but that's doing it the hard way. There are any number of fabrics and any number of jobs to be done by the clothing the flyer wears. With the new high-speed jet planes, there's the question of compressibility, warmth, wind resistance, the absorption of body moisture. All these problems have to be solved by the men who design flying clothes. And as you know, those developments accepted by the Air Forces eventually drift down to civilian flyers. Of course, in combat flying, you often have to have special equipment for special jobs, and that's where the Air Force's Copper Man comes in. With the Copper Man, the Army scientists can run hundreds of tests under all sorts of conditions. I'll have some more to tell you about the Air Force's Copper Man in a few moments. So don't forget to listen. And now to our story. Reaching the lost Mayan city of Xochitl, almost completely hidden by the dense tropical forest of central Yucatan, Hop, Tank, and young Christopher Cross had barely recovered from two weird and terrifying occurrences when they witnessed a third, even more nerve-shattering. From where they stood, at the base of the Mayan temple, they saw a man's head outlined in the bright moonlight at the very apex of the massive stone monument, a man's head with two large twisting horns extending from it. Then, as suddenly as it had appeared, it vanished.
I don't believe it. It ain't true.
But it is, Tank. I saw it with my own eyes.
A man with horns. Okay, if that ain't enough to show you we got to get out of here, then you got rocks in your head.
Oh, Tank, don't start that all over
again. I ain't starting. I'm finished. I'm washing my hands of this spooky joint for good.
But we can't leave yet.
For Pete's sake, how much can a guy take?
But, Tank, the wall. We've got to take pictures of the wall.
Listen, I ain't sticking my neck in no noose for a bunch of pictures.
Now, Tank, be reasonable. There's a logical explanation behind all this. I'm sure there
you
is.
You said that before, but I'm from Missouri.
Well, give me a chance, will you?
Not. Are we getting out of here or ain't we?
No.
What do you say, Chris?
I'm staying.
Okay, then I'll be seeing you sometime, I hope.
Where are you going?
Back to Valladolid.
Tank, you can't. You'll get lost.
I'm going to be worse than dead. So long and good luck.
Tank!
Leave him alone, Chris.
Leave him alone. Half the forest is big and
forget it. He'll be back. Now let's unpack and set up camp.
Come on, Pepita. Drag yourself over here.
Hop!
Yeah?
What about that head we saw?
I'm afraid that'll have to wait until morning.
A man with horns. There is no such thing, is there, Hop?
Oh, of course not. All right, hold still, Pepita. Let me get this pack off your back, will you? There. Lend a hand, Chris.
Oh, sure. You think Tank will be all right?
Oh, of course he will. He knows.
What's that?
Panther, I think.
Maybe we better go after Tank.
Oh, wait, somebody's coming.
You don't think... Why, Tank!
I thought so.
Hiya, fellas.
Hello, Tank.
Hi.
Forget something?
No. Just setting up camp?
Uh-huh. Here, Chris, put the photographic equipment in that pile there.
Okay.
Is there anything I can do?
Well, I thought you were going back to Valladolid.
No, I changed my mind. I'm kind of tired. Besides, I didn't feel right about leaving you guys here alone.
Oh, we can manage.
Oh, sure, but I never can tell when you'll need an extra hand.
What about this spooky joint?
Well... The way I figured, if you can take it, so can I. And,
Huh?
I'm sorry I blew my top before. Won't happen again, I promise. Jumping Jenny.
Next the Panther can.
You sure? Maybe it's one of them old-time gods coming back to get us.
Thank.
Oh. I'm sorry, Hop. Gosh, I'm awful nervous.
Hop, I've got an idea.
Huh?
Well, the way Tang feels, I don't think it's fair to stay here any longer than we have to.
That's my pal.
But we still have to take pictures of the wall. So why don't we go into the temple and find the tomb right now?
In the dark?
Well, what difference does it make? It's dark in the temple all the time.
Mm. Well, I don't know.
What do you say, Hop? And then tomorrow, while it's daylight, we can take the time to find out what made that awful noise and all the rest. And then leave before it gets dark again.
Sounds reasonable. What do you think, Tang?
Well, any way you want to play it, so long as we get out of here fast.
Chris, you've made yourself a deal.
Well, then let's go.
Check.
I'll take the camera and the flash bulb. You get the rest of the stuff.
We won't need much.
Hey, what about Pepita?
I'll tie her to that rock over there. She'll be all right.
Okay. Come on, Pepita.
Chris, you better take the flashlight. You'll have to lead the way, you know.
I sure hope I can remember everything.
Yeah. Okay, Hop, I'm all set.
Well, let's get rolling.
With Chris leading the way, the boys walked rapidly to a small archway a few feet to the left of the long outer stair, and after a momentary pause for a last look about them, plunge into the darkness of the inner temple, where they find themselves in a long, narrow tunnel which slopes downward at a shallow angle.
Phew. This joint can stand a good mop-up job. Dust's a foot thick.
Hasn't been anyone in here for centuries, Tank. Besides my father and me.
Hey, Chris, hold the light steady.
Oh, sorry.
You're making a lot of turns. Think you can find your way?
I'm watching my compass ring. We were heading south when we came in. Now we're going east.
We'd better remember them directions for when we want to get out.
It's easy so far. Only one passageway.
Well, wait a minute.
Huh? What's the matter?
The tunnel divides here.
Well, do we go right or left?
I'm not sure.
Think, Chris. Think hard.
It was so long ago. This way, I think. To the right.
Okay, go ahead.
Yeah. Gosh. The further in you go, the worse it smells.
Which way are we heading now? Check your ring, Chris.
South.
Okay, keep checking it.
Holy cow, it's not that.
Cover your face.
Big bitch. Oh, what?
They must have been hanging from the ceiling. I guess the light disturbed them.
That. Yeah. It's getting worse and worse.
Go ahead, Chris.
Huh?
What?
My ring. Something's wrong with my ring.
What do you mean?
Well, not a minute ago, the needle pointed south. Now it's switched around. It's pointing north. Look, you see?
That's crazy. We didn't turn around.
I know it, and I look at it only a few feet back in the tunnel.
Oh, wait a minute. Now it's pointing west. What in the world could have happened to it? I knew we couldn't count on a little toy.
It's worked perfectly up to now.
Oh, now I remember.
Huh? Remember what?
Well, this happened last time. To Dad's compass.
You mean when you found the wall?
Yeah. His compass went all haywire, too. Hop it down this tunnel, I'm sure it is.
Okay, let's go.
And it wasn't very far down, either. I remember Dad wanted to turn back, but he decided to look just a little farther.
Keep that light up.
And the door into the tomb is on the left, I'm sure it is. Yes, there it is.
Good for you, Chris. Come on, Frank, pick up your feet.
Don't rush me. Hey, Chris, shine your light down on the floor.
Where?
Something right in front of the door. There, you see?
Why, it's a bowl with something in it.
It's a white liquid.
What?
It looks
like... Doc, don't take it.
It's got it. It's milk. Fresh milk.
What?
How'd it get here? For Pete's sake, what kind of a setup is this anyway?
As Tank literally throws his hands in the air in complete frustration, Hop shakes his head in puzzled bewilderment. Suddenly, Chris starts forward, eyes bright with fear. Does he know what this strange discovery means? We'll find out in a minute, gang, so stand by. At the beginning of Hop Harrigan, I was telling you about the Army Air Force's Thermal Man, a copper man electrically wired so that he reproduced the exact temperatures of a real person. This copper man has the important job of working out the designs of new flying clothes for our airmen. In fact, with jet planes and new air developments, it's not so much designing clothes as engineering them. In seeing that our flyers are comfortable while doing their jobs, the Army scientists have a couple of big problems. One of these big problems is heat, fabric heat and body heat. And that's where the copper man comes in to do his job. Under varying conditions, the human body changes. In fact, depending on how we feel, we even react differently under the same conditions. So you can see that hundreds, sometimes thousands of tests must be made before the Air Forces decides it has the right clothing for fires. Then the question arises, what about all the different places our Air Forces may have to operate? During the past war, our flyers were putting their planes into just about every corner of the globe, and clothing equipment, just as every other type of equipment, must be ready for any conditions. Some of those theaters of operation had pretty rugged weather conditions, but using the Copper Man, the scientists could experiment with a subject who can stand any conditions with unlimited endurance and patience. The building of the Copper Man has, of course, been a big job in itself. GE and several other companies have had their best men on the job. He's the same size as the average Air Force's man, and inside he's a pretty complicated mechanism. And there you have another phase of the air age. Opportunity, new jobs, things still to be done. So remember, America needs flyers. And now back to our story. Descending into the depths of the temple, Hawk, Tank, and Chris finally reached the ancient tomb where they would find the all-important wall they were to photograph. But there, in the doorway to the tomb, they saw an earthenware bowl filled with fresh milk, at the sight of which Chris turned white with fear.
What is it, Chris? What does it mean?
A cat. A black cat.
What black cat?
Oh, well, there's a story that the rulers of Sochiel are buried in this temple. This is one of their tombs.
What's that got to do with a cat?
Well, the story is that after they die, their souls leave their bodies and enter the bodies of cats. The natives always left food for the cats in front of the tomb.
Well, that's like the old Egyptian legend.
Who told you that fairy tale?
My father.
Oh, you sure cut your teeth on a fine lot of bedtime stories, kid.
Well, Tank, let's get this over with. Help me with the door, will you? It's probably heavy.
Check.
Hold the light steady, Chris.
I'm trying to.
Okay, now, Tank.
Push. Let's
say it's heavy. Oh, a stone slab.
I can see a cat push his way through this and get me milk.
A little more, Tank. That does it. Now, Chris, the light.
I'm coming.
Shine it right in. See anything? Small room. It's empty. Where's that wall we're looking for?
Straight ahead.
Tank, bring in the camera. We'll get set up.
He's ready.
Chris, you sure this is the right place?
Positive.
About that bowl of milk. Was it here when you came with your father?
No, at least I didn't see it then.
Strange. That's the second thing that's happened.
Come here, quick.
Oh, Lord, what now?
What's the matter, Tank?
Look down the tunnel.
Your eye. Cat's eye.
Shine the flash down there. There's nothing there. Tank, you were imagining things.
Pop, I saw them too.
Imagining things, huh? Well, take a look at the bowl. It's empty.
So, another weird and mysterious occurrence is added to a night full of strange adventure. Now it's the ghostly black cat. What will happen next?
Gang, the mystery deepens in our next episode, so be sure to listen. Tune in and fly with Hawk, Harrigan, America's ace of the airwaves. So long, Hawk. We'll be seeing you same time. Hawk Harrigan is a transcribed copyrighted feature appearing in All American Comics magazine.